Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The condition called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, known as ADHD, was first defined only in 1980. The pediatric guidelines for diagnosing ADHD are all subjective, such as child often has difficulty awaiting his turn, occasionally may do things compulsively, is easily distracted from tasks, fails to give close attention to details, and makes careless mistakes. A few years later, ADHD was classified as a disability, and a federal cash program was initiated for low-income families with children who are said to have ADHD. A family could get $450 a month for each child diagnosed with ADHD, with the cost of treatment and medication for low-income children covered by Medicaid. More than 3 million children use the most commonly prescribed drug, Ritalin, and it is routinely combined with other drugs. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, passed in 1990, mandates that eligible children receive access to special education and related services. The school is required to craft an individualized education plan to accommodate each child, which may include drugs prescribed by a medical doctor. The U.S. Department of Education classified ADHD as a handicap, and in 1991, schools began receiving grants of $400 a year for each ADHD child. Those cash payments could operate as financial incentives. Since labeling kids ADHD brings more money to the schools, it's not surprising that schools often pressure parents to get an ADHD diagnosis and put their child on Ritalin. Congress should pass the Child Medication Safety Act to prohibit schools from denying entry to a child whose parents choose not to put him on drugs.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, "You're never too old to become younger," Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Jeff Thomas here, and we have a treat for you today. Derry Brownfield is not in, but sitting in for Derry Brownfield is Mike Calicrate. Mike has been a longtime guest on the Derry Brownfield Show. Today he serves as host. He's an independent cattle producer, a feed yard owner, business entrepreneur, and now political activist. Mike invented the Calicrate Smart Bander, which you can see on DerryBrownfield.com. He's a sponsor of the website, so we ask you to give Mike your business. He's also owner of the value-added meat company Ranch Foods Direct. He was a founding member of several farm advocacy groups, including the Organization for Competitive Markets, RCAF, and the Kansas Cattlemen's Association. It's our pleasure to have you guest hosting today. Mike, how are you?
Well, Jeff, I'm great, and thank you for this opportunity, and I hope Derry has a good day on the ranch.
Derry has a good day wherever he is.
Well, good. Well, I wanted to talk today about competition in the cattle industry. I started out feeding cattle in about 1973 here in northwest Kansas. I built a couple of feed yards. I had an epiphany, sort of speak, back in the late 80s, 1980s, when I felt that the big meat packers were gaining far too much power in the marketplace. I felt they were manipulating prices. They were using cattle that they owned to control markets and to their advantage. And so I started talking about that, and as a result, ended up in a lawsuit against IBP that was filed in 1996, and that case worked its way through the court over the next 10 years. 30,000 potential plaintiffs in that case, including myself and the other plaintiffs, the original plaintiffs in the lawsuit. And we have as a guest today Michael Stumo, who was in Montgomery, Alabama for that lawsuit in February of 2004, where we faced Tyson and IBP in this lawsuit, which we felt was the most important piece of litigation in respect to competitive markets and what it could do for farm gate income of any piece of litigation ever in the history of our courts in this country. In fact, it was based on the Packers and Stockyards Act passed in 1921 to address the packer monopoly of that day, and was hopeful that it would prevent another packer monopoly from happening. So, Michael, where are we today with packer concentration?
Well, Mike, in that case called Pickett versus Tyson, the jury decided that Tyson used a contract strategy called captive supplies to take money out of producers' pockets to the tune of $1.28 billion. But unfortunately, the 11th Circuit Court said, well, they took that money, but they had a really good reason to do it. They needed the cattle. So that's why we are now this week in D.C. and the Farm Bill with my group, the Organization for Competitive Markets, and many other groups to amend that law or return it to its initial intent of the 1921 Packers and Stockyards Act, which basically says you can't manipulate price even if you have a good reason to do it. Just like the criminal laws say if you rob a bank, just because you think you have a good reason to do it doesn't make it okay.
And that's essentially what Tyson and IBP got away with, is because they had a legitimate business reason for reducing the price of cattle through the use of captive supplies. Judge Strom and the 11th Circuit decided that they were justified in doing that. And so changes in the Farm Bill or proposals in the Farm Bill right now that might more clearly clarify the Packers and Stockyards Act so that a court cannot do that. So the court has to follow the intent of the law rather than what they threw in as other antitrust laws, as Dr. Taylor talked about. It was tried under the Packers and Stockyards Act, but the jury instructions were more in line with the Sherman and Clayton Act, and it was just a very messed up thing and a tragedy what happened actually in that trial. And so one of the proposals in this Farm Bill competition livestock title is to appoint a special counsel for competition that will handle these Packers and Stockyards cases, essentially take them away from the Secretary of Agriculture and the current USDA. Tell us about that, if you would.
Sure, Mike. Maybe I'll tell the viewers quickly here what captive supplies are. Hog farmers and cattle feeders need to know the price of cattle and hogs in order to sell at a good price for the day. Packers, of course, bid for those animals, and the amount they bid is reported, and then we know what the prices are. But if a packer has to buy 10,000 cattle today, he has to bid and successfully bid on those 10,000. But what they do is they have convinced certain a large percentage of producers over time to deliver cattle to them, and they'll tell them what they're going to pay them later on. And they offered incentives to do it. So now today, maybe they only need to buy 2,000 cattle because they have 8,000 coming in. So if they're only bidding for 2,000, the price goes down, and those producers that are trying to stay independent have a hard time finding a space, finding a market to sell their cattle. So
those independent producers then lose numbers in their feedlots, lose customers in their feedlots to the feed yards that are willing to take a preferential price.
That's right. And so the jury found that was wrongful, and this Office of Special Counsel, which is in the Senate Ag Committee version of the Farm Bill, and that was passed yesterday in Washington, where I was, that will put a very professional enforcement regime within USDA to enforce this act. The current way they enforce it is this agency called the Packers and Stockyards Administration, which has typically been run by maybe a college professor.
Excuse me, Michael. And Mike, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show. Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you have a question or comment you'd like to share today, toll free, it's 1-800-97-DAIRY. That's 1-800-973-3779. And now, sitting in for Derry Brownfield, here's Mike Calicri.
So, Michael Stumo, in 1921, we had five packers controlling less than 50% of the market. At the time, our government, Teddy Roosevelt and others, thought that we should break these packers up, reduce their market power, and give producers a chance to get a fair price for their livestock and consumers to get a better product in the form of meat. Today we have four packers controlling over 80% of the market, and they've got great lawyers. And so is this special counsel going to basically match better attorneys against these meat packer attorneys?
Well, we think so. The way USDA did it before is they would submit annual reports to Congress, say how much enforcement and investigations they were doing. They said they do over a thousand investigations 1 year, and that was audited. And the audit found that they lied to Congress. They had done two or three. In other words, they hadn't done anything, but they lied to Congress, said they had done a lot of work.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that really think the big meat packers run USDA. Is there any truth to that?
Well, certainly there has been a lot of packer-affiliated groups with executives that ended up working for USDA, and the rotating door between those groups and USDA has been alive and well for years.
And you know, I was surprised years ago to find out that if you were injured by a meat packer violation of the Packers and Stockyards Act, if you were denied market access, if you had been discriminated against, that there was no anything provided, there was no damages provided to the injured party under the current act. There was no attorney's fees available to the injured party, and like other antitrust laws, there was no treble damages. Will any of that change?
Well, we're going to have an additional set of damages that are available to producers who are harmed. Right now, the damages, if the packer does some unlawful conduct or manipulates price, even if he gets caught and has to pay something back, it's always a net benefit. It never compensates for what the packer already made from the unlawful conduct. So that ought to change, and it will be changing according to the Senate Ag Committee version of the Farm Bill.
So under the current law, the Packers and Stockyards Act, as it is today, there's really no incentive for a meat packer not to violate the law. There's no penalty if he does, and they don't have to even pay the attorney's fees of the injured party.
That's right. A strict cost-benefit analysis in a business would say go ahead and violate the law because you'll never have to pay it all back if you get caught.
So if we're successful in this farm bill in getting this Office of Special Counsel, we're gonna see perhaps better enforcement of the law. But the other thing that you're working on is to reduce the numbers of captive supply that the meat packers have available to them. And in fact, IBP acknowledged, and I guess we're going to go to break and we can cover this, what happened at the trial there with IBP. But IBP did acknowledge that, in fact, they did use captive supplies to reduce price, and it did have that impact. So that's something that I think that a lot of people aren't aware of. I guess we aren't going to break.
Yes, we are, Mike, and okay. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And sitting in for Derry Brownfield today, here's our guest host, Mike Calicrate.
Thank you, Jeff. And, Michael, we were just talking about the effect of captive supplies on the market, and I was going to relate something from the Tyson trial, which was, this is important because this is evidence supplied in a courtroom under oath, and this is good, hard evidence that proves something very different than what a lot of people claim in the marketplace. And in fact, people have said often, and it's still the argument today, that if we eliminate or reduce the number of captive supply that a packer, big packer, has, that it's going to have an effect on the quality of their cattle for their programs. In fact, it was proven, and Tyson acknowledged that its captive supply cattle were 10% lower quality, in fact, than the cash cattle that they were buying. So what do you see? You're looking at reducing captive supplies through this farm bill, and how does that fit?
Well, for years, packers have started buying feed yards and owning cattle so they wouldn't have to buy them from producers, and that reduces price. For cattle, producers end up getting $69 a head less per animal because of captive supplies. For hogs, it's anywhere from $32 to $48 per head less. Across the country in 2006, the whole loss to farmers, feeders, and ranchers was 5 $0.6 billion, which is nearly 10% of the entire U.S. net farm income. So it's a huge loss. So this farm bill right now, as it's working through, Senator Harkin and Senator Grassley, both from Iowa, Senator Tim Johnson from South Dakota, promoted and won a packer ownership prohibition to return competition to the markets and start reclaiming some of that loss to make the markets work well.
But what about the argument that producers have to have a choice? If they want to provide captive cattle to a packer, shouldn't they be able to do that? What about the various choices? We hear the argument all the time. Don't reduce my choices. You know, this is a free country.
Well, the CEOs of major corporations, but for the law, would have the choice to engage in insider trading. And we have prohibited insider trading because it hurts the market. Producers, when packers have all these captive supplies that reduce price and also reduce quality, producers cannot sell their cattle except once out of every 5 weeks for a competitive price. They can certainly give them away gratuitously, but they're not in that business.
So they hurt their neighbors, in other words. If by taking a captive supply deal, receiving some preference, they potentially can hurt their neighbor and hurt the industry as a result. So there's really less regulation in the cattle business than there is on Wall Street.
And that's right. And so when you can't sell your cattle competitively except once every 5 weeks, and you're offered a captive supply deal so you can deliver cattle anytime, it starts looking pretty good as compared to the bankruptcy court.
Right. And packers say, well, wait a minute, if you take away our captive supplies, we're going to go out of business. But how does that relate to the fact that when IBP was, before Tyson bought IBP, they were making great money, $300 million a year. They didn't have near the levels of captive supplies they have now, if any. IBP was a growth company doing very well during the years that they had to compete for cattle. And now they say they're going to go broke if we take away their captive supplies. How do we understand that? What does that make sense?
Well, that's not credible. For example, Smithfield Foods, which is the biggest hog packer in the world, has had 20% returns on investment for the last 20 years. The average return, the goal return on investment that Warren Buffett likes to see is 6. Eight's getting a little bit sort of unbalanced and not sustainable. But Smithfield's had 20% returns each year for 20 years. Last year, Joe Luter, the CEO of Smithfield Foods, received a compensation package worth about $20 million. So they're really not very close to going broke.
Well, Stephen Kuntz, who did some of the early captive supply studies along with some of our other land-grant university professors, in a meeting last week with Senator Salazar's staff, said that in their studies, they only showed the packer, well, they actually showed the packer losing $2 and change per head. And this is at the same time as they're posting fantastic profits. How in the world are these researchers coming up with these kind of numbers?
Well, bad data produces bad results. And Stephen Kuntz did not have the ability to subpoena the internal records of the Packers, which did occur in the trial. But the Pickett versus Tyson trial that you were a part of and we talked about before showed that their processing margin of or return on investment for their processing division was 30% return on investment from 94 to 2002.
And then what about the value-added stages beyond slaughter? Probably those researchers aren't looking at that.
Yes, they're not looking at the right data, and they're just wrong.
It's like we had a Caprock feedlot manager at a hearing with Jerry Moran, our representative from Kansas, and he was saying, well, we can't have mandatory price reporting. We can't have a reduction in captive supplies. You know, we're not making any money at feedlot. And Dan Bussey from Bird City stood up and he says, you may be losing money at Caprock, which is Cargill owned, but he said, Cargill is making plenty of money.
Hey, Mike, we're going to take a break. Our phone lines are open. The number is 1-800-973-3779. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose Thursday on fund buying as the dollar fell and oil rose over $90 a barrel amid new Iran sanctions. Gold closed in New York up $5.40 to $767. Silver rose 35 cents to $13.82. A combination of bullish factors, including a weakened dollar, rising oil, and geopolitical tensions, boosted flight to quality precious metal buying. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, October the 29th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting over 3,000 head, including 850 fancy Charley and Angus calves from Adrian Farms. Now, Oscar Manza manages Adrian Farms, and he purchased Brownfield Charley bulls many years ago, so several hundred of these calves will still be carrying some of those Brownfield Charley bloodlines. Kenneth Hill and Roger Fraser will each be selling a 100-head string, and Gail and Helen Martin have consigned 90-head. All the above are white-tagged, while John and Scott Idles, 80-head, are red-tagged. Other consigners include Stevenson Farm, Dr. Dixon, Ned Snyder, Russell Billington, Richard Farms, Buddy Sayre, Jim and Bill Willis, David Callahan, Donald Lloyd, Blanchard Farms, Wyatt Farms, David Fraser, Don Chapman, Andy Clem, and Zach Harris. Over 3,000 head will be selling this coming Monday, October the 29th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Fred Stokes, president of the Coalition for a Prosperous America, was recently a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show to discuss a new and positive trade policy that delivers prosperity and security to America. Here's Fred.
I'm encouraged. We're making a difference. There's been a wind shift. We hadn't won yet. We're a long way from that. But we're turning the corner on this thing. We need to come together in mass. We can disagree on a whole host of things, but surely we agree that this thing ought to be fixed and not condemn our grandkids and their kids to a future that's far less than the one we had.
Make a difference and join the Coalition for a Prosperous America and get the 11-minute DVD entitled Take It Back and learn how the Coalition is working to reclaim America from the damage of free trade. Send $10, check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For $10, you'll get the 11-minute DVD and become a non-voting member of the Coalition for a Prosperous America.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says, a pint of example is worth a gallon of advice, Derry Brownfield.
And this is Mike Calicrate setting in for Derry Brownfield today. And as my guest, I have Michael Stumo. Michael Stumo is the legal counsel for the Organization for Competitive Markets, has done wonderful work is in an effort to restore income to the farm and ranch gates across America, agricultural producers. Michael was in the courtroom in Montgomery, Alabama in 2004, representing 30,000 potential plaintiffs in this Pickett versus IBP lawsuit, which turned out badly in the end. We won in front of the jury and lost as a result of the judge reversing that jury verdict, and Supreme Court refused to hear the case. So, Michael, we were talking about meat packers going out of business, not making any money if we put these changes in place. And could you just summarize for the listeners that just tuned in, what are you doing in Washington? What's going on with the farm bill, and what improvements are you trying to make so we can improve income for farmers and ranchers?
Well, we've been working with Senators Harkin and Grassley, Johnson, Harkin and Grassley from Iowa, Senator Johnson from South Dakota, Senator McCaskill from Missouri, Senator Enzi from Wyoming, who have been very big supporters of independent agriculture. And we're improving competition in the livestock markets and farm income by putting into the Senate Ag Committee version of the Farm Bill a prohibition on packers owning livestock for the purpose of driving down prices and driving independent producers out of business. We're also adding certain contract rights for poultry growers who have a 30-year now history of being under the contractual foot of the Tyson Poultry Division, Sanderson Farms, and Pilgrim's Pride. So we're making some improvements there where the companies cannot force the producer to spend $50,000 upgrading facilities just to keep the contract. So those are some of the improvements, but we need to do more when the Senate comes to the floor next week or the next to debate the Farm Bill. There are certain provisions there that we can talk about as you like, Mike.
So if the listeners wanted to support what we're working on there in Washington in restoring some competition and additional share of that food dollar back to the farmer at its gate, how would they do that?
Well, what I would encourage them to do, your listeners, is to call the Capitol Hill switchboard at 202-224-3121 and tell their senators to support the competition provisions in the Farm Bill, as well as supporting captive supply reform and to fix the Packers and Stockyards Act loopholes that let packers manipulate price, but to get off scot-free when they do that price manipulation.
So we're talking about people in rural America, consumers who want a good, safe, dependable food supply in this country, calling Washington. What are you seeing on the other side in Washington this last week, as far as those representing the other side of the issue?
Well, as we were getting positive livestock competition provisions into the Farm Bill, we were surrounded by people in very expensive suits, very nice ties, very shiny shoes that were hired by the livestock and poultry companies. They weren't necessarily having a good day. They're hoping for a better day, but they're trying to protect the packers' profits from the illicit practices of captive supply and price manipulation. And so far, they've been unsuccessful. The ordinary producer's voice was heard loud and clear across the Senate Ag Committee. It's hard to beat the money, but when you get the grassroots involved, the money can't win. It's hard to get the grassroots involved, but we did, and you always beat money when the grassroots are involved.
Well, and I think the voters went to the polls last election and put some new folks into Washington. Hopefully that can happen even more in 2008 and get more representation of people rather than corporate interests. One of the arguments against this captive supply rule that you're looking for, a ban on captive supply, is that it's going to hurt the branded beef programs. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm very glad the other side makes that argument, because I get really worried when they make good arguments. That's really a bad one. It's very harmful for the credibility of the packers. Creekstone is the most advanced modern meatpacking plant in the country. They participate heavily in the branded beef program called Certified Angus Beef, and they buy the vast majority of the cattle to fit that Certified Angus Beef program from the open market. They do not use price-depressing captive supplies to buy those cattle. So we know it's done every day of the week. We know in every auction barn in the country that hormone-free and antibiotic-free cattle with affidavits supporting that status are sold and bid upon. And so it's just untrue that captive supply reform and market improvements will harm branded beef programs.
And I think harm packers like Creekstone, who we desperately need many more of. They do a great job, and they care about the consumer. They care about quality. But they're disadvantaged going up against a Tyson, a Cargill, a Swift, who has unlimited numbers of captive supplies.
Right. Well, America was built on innovation, entrepreneurship, and competition. And we want more packers out in the market competing and putting out a good product. We don't like monopoly. Monopoly is bad for America. It's bad for rural America, and it's bad for farmers passing on their land to their kids. We want more of them.
I was asked at the meeting on Tuesday night with Senator Salazar's staff what I meant when I said the producer has lost about $350 per head of their share of the consumer dollar, and they were really trying to make me look bad in front of Salazar's staff. And I said, well, actually, what you have to do to find that $350 is you have to go beyond the packer to the retailer. And in fact, today there's USDA would say there's about $2,400 in value in a typical steer heifer slaughtered under USDA inspection. And we all know we're getting about $1,000 for a finished animal. So there's $1,400 there from the feedlot gate on to the consumer's plate. And by restoring some competition at the feedlot gate, at the ranch gate, is there hope that we can force the retailer to pay more?
Well, there is. There really should be in a truly competitive market without monopoly control. If the price of cattle goes down, the consumer should see beef prices go down in the meat case at the retail supermarket. That doesn't happen because both the packer and the retailer are gaining what we call monopoly profits. Profits they use market power, not legitimate competitive means to get. That's widely accepted. And so in 1998 is a big example where the price of hogs went from 40 cents down to 7 cents a pound. Break even for a hog producer was about 42 cents back then. The price crashed to 7 cents. There was huge losses in the pork and the hog industry, but consumers did not see pork chops or sausage prices go down in the retail meat case.
And so, Michael, how do you know about hogs? What's your background that would give you any insight on the hog industry?
Well, I used to clean out a lot of hog pens. I raised them and fed them out and sold them, and then I was a hog buyer for a while, too. So I lived and breathed the markets.
Well, and there's people that have met you and seen your work, and they said, wow, how is it possible that someone can be so knowledgeable about the industry and so effective in their work? And I just want you to know we're very happy and very proud that you're out there fighting for the independent producer. And I think the organization of competitive markets has led in a lot of ways, thanks to your input on much of this needed legislation. And we know that if you want to see change, you've got to get involved in legislation. We've tried litigation and it failed, and so we go back to legislation to make the possibility of litigation more realistic.
Hey, Mike, we do have to take a break here, so we're going to do that. We'll continue. Mike Calicrate sitting in for Derry Brownfield today. We do have a call. We'll be going to the phone lines. Get your question or comment in by calling 1-800-973-3779. That's 1-800-97-DAIRY.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
And we are back. Let's go into the phone lines and say hello to Ed in Missouri. Ed, you're on the air.
Morning, Ed. As a proud member of AAM, OCM, and RCAF, I'm glad to see Mike and Michael are doing such a good job.
Well, thanks,
you
Ed.
You mentioned those who are cooperating with us in Congress, four or five names of senators, but could you target those who in the past have worked against producers as part of the conference committees who have canceled good things like COOL or delayed their implementation?
Michael, can we identify those legislators who have not represented the people?
Well, on currently, some former chairs of the Ag Committee have been harmful to independent livestock producers by blocking these needed reforms. They include Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana, and Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas. They have not been supportive and are currently not supportive now. As to COOL, we did push that through in the 2002 Farm Bill. We thought that the consumer would by now long have seen where the food they eat was raised or grown. But Henry Bonilla of Texas, who was a congressman there, was defeated in a December 06 special election. He worked very hard to cancel any funding to implement COOL. So as a quirk of Congress, you not only have to authorize a program, but you have to fund it. and he was working for the meatpacker interest in defunding any effort to implement COOL.
You know, as I look at it, it seems that the legislators in farm states are less likely to help the independent farm producer than even urban legislators who care about where their food comes from and represent the consumer interests. And I'm amazed that legislators like Pat Roberts, Sam Brownback, Jerry Moran, and those folks, particularly from Kansas, we've also got problems in Nebraska with big industrial ag concerns. Agribusiness really do control the votes on these senators and representatives.
What I'm hoping is that producers can target these people as well as the ones that are on our side. So
and
that
Ed, I would hope in the 2008 election we'll also target these people and get them replaced once and for all.
Thank you, Ed.
Tell us, why is it important for producers to have a competitive market for what they produce?
So, well, I have cattle and grains, and I'm just amazed at the price that I get when I see how much a steak costs in the. I was at a Walmart. I rarely go there, but I was at one, and there was a steak for $25. And I asked the person, I said, "Are you sure that came from the United States?" And the person that was at the register got very, very upset with me.
So the USDA shield that's on the piece of meat,
right,
does not mean that it came from the United States.
Gentlemen, we're going to have to take a break. I apologize for that, but we thank you for calling and listening. Ed, we have more calls and more of the show with Mike Calicrate sitting in for Derry right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Almost 1 million Americans got something that they didn't want last year, a heart attack. Okay, so that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution.
Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy.
Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95, check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jimmy Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You've got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. It's just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
And we are back in the home stretch. Let's go back to the phone lines and say hello to Bill in Texas. You're on the air, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Good morning. I heard an interview with a cattle farmer a while back saying that I don't know if it was the FDA, but they wouldn't let him test every cattle he had for mad cow because he had a market in Japan, and they required that every particular steer that they ship be tested. And he was talking about how they wouldn't let him do it. I was curious, how could they stop him and what could they do to him?
I think, Bill, that packer, in fact, was Creekstone, a company that we have a lot of respect for out of Ark City, Kansas. And they basically had the attitude, hey, if our customer wants it, we're going to do it. We are here to deliver what the meat, what the customer is requesting. And then you have the big meat packers on the other hand. You got Tyson and Cargill and Swift, who essentially have another view that, you know, we'll sell you what you want, deliver you what you got, what we have. And Michael, talk about a little bit about where that Creekstone case sets right now for their ability to test for Mad Cow if they want to.
Well, Creekstone set up a lab that they were going to test every animal for BSE and deliver what Japan wanted. In fact, some other Asian countries want animals under 30 months that are tested and BSE-free. USDA simply will not grant an export permit if you're going to do that above and beyond effort for the customer, because their policy as and the packer's policy is that you have to take all our cattle. It has to be bone in. It has to be anything over 30 months or under. But Creekstone wanted to sell what the customer wanted, and the USDA wouldn't grant an export permit for it. And there's been litigation that's under
a lot of people around that think the big meat packers run USDA.
Well, yeah, there's a rotating door.
Export markets to not test for mad cow is my question.
Say it again, Mike.
Why would we risk losing our export markets, which we in fact did, and it had an effect on our domestic markets, just to not do what the customer wanted, to not test for BSE?
Well, you know, it just really doesn't make any sense, and we hope the litigation is successful, that Creekstone can do this, and that we can provide the Asian customers what it is they want rather than what the big packers want to sell them.
Well, and I thought when that all happened, I thought the attitude of many in Washington and as well as our big meat packers was tragic. It made us look arrogant. It made us look very wrong as a nation to refuse to test. So we lost an important export market. But that case is working its way through the court right now, and hopefully we get a decision soon on it.
Hey, Mike and Bill, by the way, we appreciate your call. We have about a minute and a half left, so you and Michael might put a tail on this tiger for us.
Well, Michael is our guest today. He's with the Organization for Competitive Markets, legal counsel for them, and is working very hard on these farm bill issues to try to restore income at the farm and ranch gate and save these rural communities from their decline. And Michael, if you'd like to just wrap it up, tell us what we can do to help you in Washington to get some of these changes.
Well, I would ask everyone to take a look at the Organization for Competitive Markets website at www.competitivemarkets.com and immediately call your senators asking them to support the current Ag Committee Farm Bill version that prohibits packer ownership and protects producers in the livestock and poultry industry, and tell those senators to support captive supply reform and to fix the loopholes in the Packers and Stockyards Act, and that would be very helpful. You get 10 calls into these senators, and they start taking notice. Even if they were opposed or if they were in the middle of the road or if they're supportive, it makes a difference for all of them. And the Capitol Hill switchboard is 202-224-3121, and they'll connect you right to your senator's office and call both of them. So between that number, 202-224-3121, and to learn more at www.competitivemarkets.com, we can continue to win with the grassroots and the future of rural America over the big moneyed interests.
Michael Stumo and Mike Calicrate, thanks for being our guest host and guest today on the Dairy Brownfield Show. Dairy is back in on Monday. Got to go. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we